After the votes were counted on Election Day last November, six states, including New York, had switched over from a two-party government to the governor's office in both houses of the legislature under the control of Democrats. So what did that change bring about in new legislation? Stateline, a news service affiliated with the Pew Charitable Trust, took a closer look at that question. Barbara Barrett is the managing editor of Stateline, which looked at the change from all Democratic control.
When that happens, it's known as a trifecta. And as you mentioned, that's a state where the party holds the governor's office and majorities in both legislative chambers. That happened after the 2018 election in Colorado, Illinois, Maine, Nevada, New Mexico, and New York. And so these legislatures and states took advantage of that to pass quite a bit of progressive legislation. That was quite a bit in New York, actually. Among the bills that became law there were granting collective bargaining rights to farm workers, allowing residents living in the country illegally to get driver's licenses, expanding voting rights in a variety of ways. Those include early voting, pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds, consolidating state and federal primary dates, and then a couple of issues they considered that would still have to be passed again and go before voters, and those are same-day registration and what's known as no-excuse absentee voting.
And a number of states passed legislation that would protect abortion rights if Roe v. Wade is overturned.
Yes, that is true. Quite a few states did that, and those include some states in your region, as a matter of fact. Illinois, Rhode Island, along with New York and Vermont, enacted new laws that affirm a woman's fundamental right to abortion. Basically, what that means is that if for some reason Roe v. Wade were overturned, this sort of signals the state's intention to defend that right, and it would make it harder for politicians to sort of diminish those rights. In addition, New York repealed a statute that prohibited anyone but a medical doctor from performing an abortion, also removed some restrictions on late-term abortions, and also eliminated a requirement that parents must consent to an abortion performed on their daughter if she is a minor.
There was another issue that came up in New York and failed to pass to the surprise of some, and that is legalizing recreational marijuana. It did not make it through in New York, but in these trifecta states, how did it fare?
Marijuana has been expanding in a lot of places. In the trifecta states, I can tell you that in several places, it's gaining in popularity.
You mentioned the licenses to undocumented immigrants. That has already drawn a court challenge in New York. Are you seeing court challenges pop up to some of these issues that have been passed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, this is almost feels like the new normal these days. I'll give you an example. New Mexico, which is a new trifecta, began requiring background checks for nearly all firearm sales. Just in the past few days, a conservative group in New Mexico has decided to file a challenge against that. And, of course, on the women's rights, women's reproductive health cases and abortion cases, we've already seen, even before the most recent slate of laws passed, we've already seen about 40 court challenges that are working their way through the courts. And now, you know, both in the Democratic cases and, of course, Republicans have their own trifectas in about 22 states and are passing their own laws restricting those rights. And you're going to see a lot of court challenges in those cases as well.
And another issue was transitioning from fossil fuels over to renewable energy. Some of these goals are long range, 10, 20, 30 years. But that's another issue that's been passed by trifecta states.
Yes, several states are interested in moving to new standards. New York and New Mexico were among the states, along with Washington State and Washington, D.C., that set standards that will require power companies to rely entirely on carbon-free electricity by 2050 or earlier. You know, this is things such as wind or solar or nuclear power. New York also wants to reduce carbon emissions across the entire economy. I can tell you that a couple of the states your way are already well on their way toward this. In Vermont, actually, Burlington is already powered by 100% renewable electricity. It's one of only six communities in the United States that can sort of have this bragging right. Both Vermont and Massachusetts have utilities that are really pushing hard, sort of independently, to push toward either zero carbon or really reducing their greenhouse gas emissions.
Barbara Barrett is the managing editor at Stateline, a news service affiliated with the Pew Charitable Trust.